This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
La, 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 la.
We never get to do this.
We never do. This is fun.
We never get to do this.
This is fun.
Where's your Mr. Perfect now, everybody?
Here's the flawless man.
Hello?
Oh, my. Has he got somebody in his car?
Either Buzz has a trick in his car right now.
Does he carry a receptionist in his car?
I dialed the wrong number.
You must have rung the back seat.
The back seat where he's got some migrant workers.
Is that it?
Hold it. No, it's not.
It's not? Oh, gave me the wrong number?
Oh, okay, it is. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
Let's see what happens.
Hello, Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz?
You're late.
Work has started.
What? You started without me?
We had to.
Even Joe is here.
Joe beat you here.
Really sorry to hear that.
We all know that there was a major accident on the Beltway today, but we thought for sure you'd be here, Buzz.
I would think leaving three times earlier than I would need to get there would be plenty.
Well, don't you think you could have given yourself a little extra time?
I don't know. I've been on the road an hour and 13 minutes now, and I have to pee like you wouldn't believe.
I bet this wouldn't have happened if you watched Idol last.
Probably not.
You know, there'll be no time for that, though, because when you get here, you'll have to go right into the studio.
And do your newscast.
We've decided to rearrange things.
We're doing our backwards show today.
It's backwards Wednesday.
Finally, in sports.
I'm so ready, I could begin or end right now, but I hope you don't mind if my pants are wet.
Now, where exactly would you be, Buzz?
I am almost to the Great Falls exit.
Oh, my.
You're not going to be here for an hour, dude. You've still got another maybe 3 miles to go until you get to the accident site itself.
What is the exit number you're coming up on, Buzz?
44.
Oh, 44?
It's Georgetown High.
He's coming
that's
right
the
up.
One, does it go 44, 43?
Yeah, he's coming right up on the bridge, and even though it's only, I think, maybe real time, is like 1 mile.
Yeah, Buzz, Don and I have both been through this already, along with Joe. And when you get to the bridge...
And Rob and John.
And John. And when you get to the bridge, you're going to have to show some identification.
Oh, damn. I'm going to have to turn around and go get it.
Move to the right, Buzz, immediately.
And they might ask to search your car.
And, Buzz, I think you should start beeping your horn so people know where you are.
Very seriously, Buzz. Move to the right.
Okay, I will do that.
Merge right.
Don't you have that newsman light that you put on top of your car?
Press.
No, it's in my other car.
Oh, dear.
Aren't you wearing your Matt Drudge, Edward R. Murrow hat, or whoever? Who is the guy that Drudge copies with the hat?
I believe it's Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah, right. And all the ships at sea.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. Oh, Walter Winchell.
Walter Winchell. That's the dude.
Yeah, I have the hat. In fact, I never take it off.
Buzz, really, do you have any loose clothing or like a jacket that you could just wave out the window, flagging people that you are Buzz Burbank and you have to get to work?
I'll wave whatever it takes.
Buzz, you're not perfect, you know.
What do you mean?
Well,
you're not here. We're here.
We could take roll call.
We're big
loads. Don, would you like to take roll call?
We are big loads, and we are here. Yeah, let's take a roll call.
I'll start
Mike.
With you. Don.
Here, Mike.
Mike, here. Rob.
Present.
John Dormond.
Here.
Joe.
Here.
Who's missing?
Buzz.
Here.
No, the correct answer, Buzz, is there.
How many demerits will this be in your book that you keep on everybody?
You know, Rob's holding up double digits. Come on, it gets passed. He never gets anything wrong.
What lane are you in, Buzz?
I'm in the second from the center, looking for a spot to move over.
Just bully your way in there, Buzz.
Right.
When you get up to the police activity, just weave in and out of it.
They're used to seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
You got your emergency flashers on, boy?
No, I don't.
Put them on. It's an emergency. You're late for work.
You're Buzz Burbank.
You're never late. You are never late. For me to be late, not a big deal. For Mike to be late, a slightly big deal.
Right.
For Joe to be late, we're used to that. But
I really thought allowing an hour and 13 minutes for a 25-minute trip would do the trick.
Unacceptable.
I love Buzz's mathematics.
Right.
Allowing an hour and 13 minutes for a 25-minute trip.
Right. That's good planning, don't you think?
Well, you know, I almost every day allow two.
Now, what does that mean?
2 hours.
You left your house at 1:47. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Yes. Right.
And I believe the man with the high ground here would be Mr. John Norman, who covers the most ground. What's that, Buzz? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get on a word and say that I think he got to beat this. I don't think he had to sit through this.
Well, that's not relevant to me. That's not relevant.
He still has to go the farthest, Buzz. I'm sorry, caller. I'm sorry, your caller. Your phone is breaking up.
Could you get a better cell phone, please?
No, I can't.
God, why do we get these stupid calls at the beginning of the show?
Buzz, you're a newsman. You're a journalist. Just what's going on out there?
Oh, Mike, it's horrible. The traffic is backed up for miles.
Good work. That's a Pulitzer. That's a Pulitzer Prize right there.
Well, I'll take questions.
Where are you? I mean,
I'm 3/4 mile south of the George Washington Memorial Parkway.
Buzz, what's the mood right now? What is the mood out there on the super slab?
Mike, people are patient because they are resigned to their doom.
We're on the phone with Buzz Burbank, who is not wearing an adult diaper today, has not gone to the bathroom in how long, Buzz?
Oh, it's been at least an hour and a half.
Buzz, I hate to bring this up, but I feel it's necessary. Will you be okay if your car is searched?
If my car is what? I'm sorry, you broke up.
Searched, Buzz, searched.
My car is searched.
His phone
No, I will not be okay.
The crystal meth lab he has in his trunk.
That's right.
His fake IDs.
Just like 15 cans of Ready Whip.
How fast is your car moving right now, Buzz?
The needle won't move off zero.
Buzz, what's the scene now? Can you give us an update on your progress?
We have 4 northbound lanes, all of which are crawling.
All of which are what?
Crawling.
Crawling.
Do you think there is anybody out there whose job is as vital as yours? I think not, friend.
Oh, there's no way. But
what can you do to expedite this situation, Buzz?
How am I to convince them? How am I to explain to them?
Roll down your window. Now this is like we're talking to a caller, a regular caller. Roll down your window and scream as loud as you can, I'm Buzz. Get out of my way.
Do you think there's a chance you could walk?
If I'd walked, I would have been there by now.
How, mileage-wise, how close are you to the bridge?
I'm going to say just under a mile.
Hey, would you really just scream out your window, I'm nice, please let me through?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure to do that. Hang on.
I need to get to work. I'm an essential person. My name is Buzz. I need to get on the shoulder. I need to drive fast.
Buzz Burbank coming through. Radio show to do.
And how about just for good measure? How about just a don't you wish you were me?
I can't imagine anyone wishing that right now.
Right.
Buzz Burbank here. Don't you wish you were me?
Are there any professional women around you in vehicles that you might be able to seduce with your eyes?
Oh, I'm sure it's already done.
Already done.
Buzz, would you IF a woman for us right now? And, of course, I mean EYE.
Serious, you know, seriously, is there a woman anywhere near you that you're alongside of?
I'm looking at some babe behind me in the white-framed sunglasses in her white Honda.
Why don't you talk to her? Why don't you talk to her in that special way?
Hey, baby.
I don't know if she can hear me.
Okay.
Hey, beautiful, can you hear me?
Is that what you were looking for? I wasn't looking for that.
I thought he was going to do the sexy talk.
I thought he was going to do the sexy talk.
Can we turn this into sort of an impromptu honk for cash if he stays still?
We are on the line with newsman Buzz Burbank. Buzz, what's the latest from your location?
People are frustrated, Don, as they continue to try to make their way north on the inner loop of the Washington Beltway.
Right.
No progress is being made as 4 lanes of traffic creep.
All right.
I
hung up
Oh, it was eight past the hour. I was Rob gonna ask him for the weather.
Rob wants to do an impromptu honk for cash.
Get out of
he wants Buzz to die. He wants Buzz to be murdered out there.
He would have been perfectly safe.
All right, here you go. First caller find Buzz wins a prize.
Yes.
Find Buzz.
Buzz is driving a maroon Cooper Mini.
And on the side, it says, looking for news, and then it's got a bunch of question marks after.
And then, of course, the BB insignia, the coat of arms on the back of the car.
The roof has a pot leaf.
Yeah.
And a big purple dildo.
Right in the front, right in the grill.
Big cannabis leaf and a big dildo.
That's what he has.
Foot ornament.
And, of course, his headshot.
Yes.
And let's be honest. Let's give it away. He drives
all his headshots that are actually, you know, papering the windows.
He drives a VW, a little VW Beetle, and it's got one of those wrapper things.
Right.
It's wrapped with Buzz's face and all of the various causes that he believes in. Like, mm-hmm. like, you know, give a hoot, don't pollute.
He's got spinners, but it's actually a globe on each tire.
Hey, hey, you get off of my cloud. You know, stuff like that, draft beer, not students.
Do you want to call him back? See how he's doing?
I'm sure he's almost here by now.
This is too funny. Hi. I want to seduce you. He's a little stressed.
An hour and 13 minutes for a 25-minute ride.
How about an hour 24?
Watch this. I'm going to do something here.
Who else has he got to talk to?
Hello?
Hi, Buzz. It's Rob. Seriously, when are you going to get here?
I don't know, Mike. It should be probably...
Okay, I tried to fool you. I can't fool you.
We're on the line with newsman Buzz Burbank. He's in the thick of it. What's the latest, Buzz?
We're still making no progress, Don, as we try to creep northward on the inner loop of the Washington Beltway.
We're going to get an update now from Bong 9.
Have you even moved?
Tempers are running high as we creep along at approximately 3 miles an hour.
What's your weather forecast, Buzz?
Oh, it couldn't be more beautiful, Don. It's let me check the temperature here. Right now in my automotive weather center, it's 51 degrees and the skies are fair.
Buzz, what's the mood?
As I mentioned just a moment ago, Mike, the mood is running very high tension right now as people begin to give up hope. Of ever seeing their loved ones again.
How's your bladder, friend?
It's tender.
Do you have a cup or a bottle in your vehicle?
I have an empty can with a very small, sharp-edged opening.
How about that Britney Spears, huh? Isn't she wild, Buzz?
I
love that woman. She's beautiful.
She's wild.
I dig the bald chick.
Here's a question from Joe Ardinger.
This question is submitted by Joe.
Joe Ardinger writes... He writes, "Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Joe.
How's that OnStar working for you?"
Joe, sorry to break this to you. It doesn't drive the car.
Buzz, would I be too personal if I asked what your cell phone carrier was?
No, that wouldn't. It wouldn't be a personal. I think that's a fair question. It's singular.
Singular.
We're on the phone with Buzz Burbank, who's trying to get to work via Camel today. Buzz, what's the latest? What's the latest, friend?
I could use a good hump right now. No progress, Don, as we continue to creep at about 2 miles an hour.
Buzz steaming towards the Potomac River as we speak.
All right, well, I guess we'll try to continue the show without you.
I'm almost to the George Washington Parkway.
But let it be known on this, the final day of February, in this the year of our pig, that Buzz was late, and we were here.
Would you like to sing something, Buzz? Like maybe your movie song?
Thank you for coming to Lowe's. Sit back and relax. Enjoy the show.
Well, that was wonderful, Buzz. I only wish we had a little more time to chat with you.
Thank you, Buzz.
I'd like to thank my dad.
Your dad and who else, Buzz?
Tom Hanks and Helen Mirren. Plus, a one-time-only reunion performance from Dreamgirls on the 79th Annual Academy Awards.
What a great acceptance speech.
What do you think, Chris?
A lot of perverts in here.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You want to lick it?
We'll lick you all over.
There you will.
Oh, there's some new ones. Sounds like he's in a bathroom.
He was.
There's a voice coil actuator.
Oh, hold on. That's the new what the hell is that? I'm sorry.
Here's the Dateline guy. Darling, I would love to just throw you on a bed and make love to you right off.
See, they got
he's terrible.
They got a guy now who's reading the lines instead of Chris Hansen.
He's not as good as Chris.
I believe it feels good to the ladies.
You bet it does.
Here's the man, CH, though.
You say you're looking for hot sex.
Sex.
First, I would undress you and lay you down, kiss all over your body, and completely relax you. How's that for starters?
Is that Travis?
So we have chocolate and flowers. Very nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, you know, we should actually start the show.
That might be a good idea.
But before we do, the tape that I think will become more annoying than than that one was.
More annoying than that? Yeah!
I wanted to puke every time they started that theme last night.
I know, it sucks.
God! Oh, did you just want to smack all of the kids and all of the parents and all
Let's bring all the kids into the studio.
And Jeff Foxworthy, who was sitting there during American Idol. And
not one redneck joke.
It's a shame because Buzz loves kids.
And he loves redneck.
It's a shame he's not here at work.
Let's see what he thinks about that. You know, think he's annoyed at that?
Dial fast because he'll be here soon.
He'll be here any minute.
I think I see him. Cresting the hill. Brilliant lyrics.
Are you smarter more
than a fifth grader?
Because there's going to be a test later.
Not since Mr. Ed has there been as good a theme.
Oh.
Where are you at now? How come you're not here yet?
I'm still approaching the George Washington Parkway, which is where you left me.
Buzz, what's the mood out there?
The mood has gotten even angrier, Mike, as some people are actually beginning to crawl out of their cars now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you blame this on any children?
Oh, there's no question about it, Rob. If there hadn't been school today, if people had kept the kids home, none of this would have ever happened.
Buzz, what would be your comments for minivans or, say, station wagons with children in them? Parents ferrying their children around the Beltway.
In life-threatening vehicles that block a normal driver's vision in all directions.
We're on the phone with Buzz Burbank, who is staging a hunger strike today.
Right.
Away from the Don and Mike show. He's protesting and causing a traffic jam on the American Legion Bridge today. Buzz, why are you stopping traffic with your radio stunt?
Because my bladder is full and I haven't had lunch, and nobody's crossing this bridge until I get those things.
We're speaking with noted greenhouse gas activist Buzz Burbank. Buzz, what can you tell me about the conditions of the air out there?
To be honest, Mike, the lower part of the sky, much as in Los Angeles, has a brown tinge to it, as exhaust fumes from the backup begin to clog the valley around the Potomac River.
Very good.
We're on the phone with Buzz Burbank, who's been sitting on top of this billboard now for 68 consecutive hours. Uh-huh. Of course, waiting for the Baltimore Ravens to win a playoff game. Buzz, you're going to be there, by my estimation, at least until early 2008 when the playoffs start again.
I'm sorry, you broke up.
Buzz? Buzz, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Mike.
Buzz, have you read the new CBS circular?
No, is there a new one?
The one regarding docking pay.
Oh, yeah.
what was the percentage for every 10 minutes of work missed?
100%.
Right.
You know it's don't ask, don't tell, 100% compliance.
It was implemented after the very famous Don and Mike furlough.
Well, I thought perhaps my attendance record would defend me.
And Buzz, exactly why have you chosen today to make this stand, to draw the line in the sand, to say today is the day that you will no longer take crap from us and not show up to your job? Why today?
You know, sometimes how workers will call in sick. I'm actually calling in well today. I feel too good to really work.
Buzz, you've been in the radio business since the early 30s. How many sick days do you think you've accumulated?
Three.
There he is. Buzz Burbank.
Current speed, please.
Thank you.
Current speed, please, Buzz.
He's having trouble with that phone.
Zero. We're not moving.
Not moving.
How about another song? Like, they all live in little ticky-tackies or whatever that song is you sing.
Oh, no, no. You mean they're coming to take me
away. They're coming to take me away, right.
Let's see if it requires... You'll have to clap for me because I can't clap and hold the wheel.
At that speed, you can't steer with your knees?
Come on, Buzz. You're all about steering with your knees.
I forgot. Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk?
Hit the horn.
What?
You should use the horn for your song.
You know, in time. Ba-bop, ba-bop, ba-bop. Ha-ha. Da-da-da-da-da. Right. Ha-ha. Da-da-da-da-da. Ha-ha. Da-da-da-da-da. Ha-ha.
What could possibly go wrong?
All right, here we go. One, two, ready, go.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? You left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away. Uh-huh. They're coming to take me away. Oh, hee-hee. Uh-huh. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away. Uh-huh.
Bravo.
Buzz Burbank, everyone.
Bravo. In his motor vehicle.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're very welcome.
Buzz, of course, if you're just tuning in, has vowed not to come in until every month is Black History Month.
And his stunt, if you just tuned in, is to drive the Beltway continuously until it is done.
I promise you I'm not turning around and going back until the quarter of seven.
We're on the phone with Buzz Burbank. He's in the middle of the Lake Forest Mall inside a glass-enclosed phone booth with the 14 other 13-cue jocks. How many pounds do all of these DJs weigh, and how many gumballs are surrounding them?
Guess it. One to Prius.
Buzz?
Yes?
Don't you think you would have made better time if you didn't put your makeup on in the car?
I hadn't thought of that.
Buzz, I'm sorry. We're breaking up on you.
Yes, yes you are.
As Carl Fippinger says...
I'm going to have to forgive you.
Breaking up is so hard to do.
It's been great talking to you, Buzz. It's been great knowing you.
Buzz, you know, one rarely gets an eyewitness account of something like this. thank you for your detailed journalism.
Hey, call anytime.
Bye-bye. I got to make another call. See you later.
Bye-bye. Buzz is speaking to us on Getaway Day.
Buzz having that big five-day weekend.
Yes. Getaway Day here in the Washington area.
Hippie Day.
Michael Hughes.
Michael Hughes, Don and Mike, not to tattle on anyone.
But we thought we wouldn't be doing our job as broadcasters.
It's 3:21 East Coast time, and Buzz is definitely late.
We really felt we'd give him 10 minutes, and then after the next 10 minutes, we'd get management's take on this and what you need us to do.
Amy, bring me Buzz's personnel file, please.
There you go. Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a tool he is. Even when he plays along, isn't he just a tool?
Well, you can just feel the energy of the bit being sucked out of the room.
Tool of tools.
This show is great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you bet it is.
It's MHK.
This show is almost over.
Oh, no.
Hip, way to be.
We've not even started it yet.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go.
Started. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What up?
Oh, no.
Well, hi, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Ed, you didn't say our name. Ed.
Well, hi, everybody.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thanks, Ed.
Ed.
Don and Mike Show, everybody. New episode Wednesday. Phone number you just heard at 877-365-3636. Why are you waving over to Buzz's empty room?
I always salute him. I always look over at this time in the broadcast and give him a salute. Where the F is he?
very seriously. I know we're having fun with Buzz. We all went through the exact same traffic jam, and when we went through it...
You know, and you're beginning to think like I am. The ground that he's supposed to be covering moved relatively quickly.
When you and I went past it at relatively...
You zipped through it because you got on at the good exit.
Yeah, but when we both got through it relatively the same time, they were cleaning up the accident, right?
Yeah. It was over on the left side, and I think it should have been moving okay. I'm very confused. You know, I'd like to point out that in the history of cable access, Merrill Howard Kalin never was late for his show.
Johnny!
Norman!
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Bend me, shape me any way you want me. Yeah.
Hey.
That's a good one, everybody, from the late 60s, early 70s, American breed.
Back of the rack.
Later became Rufus. Backup band what? For Chaka Khan.
What's up? That's why it was called Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Right. What's up?
You know what? I think a fifth grader would have been smart enough to have left earlier to get to work.
I love it.
Oh.
Sing it, kids.
Maddening. The show was exactly as we all knew it would be. Interesting for the first 5 seconds.
Well, what Buzz doesn't know is when he does do the news this evening, child lover Buzz Burbank will have that as his background music for the entire newscast.
Hello there, Don Mike Show. He loves kids so much.
Hey, guys, I want to talk to you guys about a commercial that you guys were talking about yesterday, the show where the guy calls his father-in-law.
Right.
Did you guys know that they cut the part where he says, Jimmy crack corn and I don't care?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know why?
I imagine so that they could add in more copy for whatever phone it is they're hawking.
If you Google it, that song, Jimmy Crack Corn, okay, it's a slave song that the slaves used to sing about the
man. Now, hold on. We have an expert on such things here. I've never been aware of that.
It is my unexpert opinion that they just took a piece of that commercial out, as they do in many commercials that run a lot, just to put in whatever it is they want to jam home.
Yeah, they wanted to fit more copy in to sell the product.
I don't think it's because Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care is a slave song.
It could be. I mean, I'm just saying, just try and Google it and see what it is.
It is.
It's an old slave song? No, that's a modern song.
Robbie?
It was first done by the Beatles.
That's what I got when I Googled it. Jimmy Crack Corn.
What, hold on, was that? When you Googled it,
yeah, when you Google Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care, it told me the top 5 searches were, it's an old slave song that the slaves used to sing about their masters cracking the whip.
Gotcha. I really don't think that's why they took it out of the commercial, though.
Oh, okay. You know, I just wanted to know maybe that was it.
I heard that it was an inner city barbecue song. It was like Jimmy, for Jimmy, Jimmy Walker, and then they had crack and they had corn and I Don't Care.
I always thought, you know what it was? You're right. It was Jimmy. No, hold on, Mike. It was Jim Beam. Crack cocaine.
Right.
And Laura Corn.
That's it.
Jimmy Crack Corn.
It was a sex party.
And I Don't Care. Give me my Jim Beam, my crack, and sexpert Laura Corn, and I Don't Care.
See, with Buzz Burbank missing, there's a goofy quality that we're always goofy, but it's just a little goofier today.
So the song has nothing to do with your brother.
Although,
Jimmy,
you know, it could, because he likes crack
and corn.
He likes making corn.
Yes.
First you got to eat it, then you make it.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Better yet.
Radio Messiahs.
I'll let you eat it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Loyal listener calling.
Hi there. What's up?
I am not usually a tattletale.
Yes, sir.
But I just clearly saw Buzz smoking a doob in the church's parking lot.
Well, that might be good if we still worked by the church. You got to know the layout of our new studios, my friend.
Keep your catamari rolling, my friends.
All right.
See you later. Goodbye. Oh, yeah. That is definitely the ganja.
What you got there, Rob?
I've got the story of Jimmy Crack Corn, if you'd like to hear it.
Sure.
It's an educational show.
Sure.
Jimmy Crack Corn, originally called Jim Crack Corn, tells the story of a slave whose job it is to wait on Massa and hand him de plate.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Is it written that way, or are you saying
no,
it like
this
that?
Is how it's written. Pass down de bottle when he get dry and brush away de blue tail fly.
Kiss my fat ass!
Among the things he's supposed to brush away from de blue tail fly is Massa's pony using a hickory broom. One day when the flies are especially thick, one gets through and bites. Well, either Master or the Pony, you can't tell. And anyway,
it is. I just realized I stupidly have that button turned on for his studio.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz's studio?
He's not even here.
Right.
I'm wasting energy. Excuse me, Rob, you're right in the middle of that.
Is there a chance I could go over there and play while he's not here?
Stay here and play. All he's got over there is his porno in his computer.
That's right. He's got it in there.
Anyway, the pony bolts, Massa pitches into the ditch and dies, and the coroner's jury blames the blue-tail fly.
What?
Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care because old Massa gone away. So it is a slave
call. Thank you. A beautiful reading by Rob Spiewak.
I still don't understand the Jimmy crack corn.
Well, Jimmy was the slave.
What's the crack?
The whip.
Oh.
To get rid of, he was brushing away the blue-tail fly.
So you crack corn, that means?
What's corn?
Why is corn in there?
Corn's always good.
No, but I mean, what's that? You're trying to make sense out of it.
If we're whipping Jimmy.
Right.
Why is corn involved?
I'm reading further. Hold on.
We're not whipping Jimmy. Jimmy's whipping the flies.
Let's consult.
I thought it's a slave song. I thought he just said that Jimmy's the slave.
But it's not about the punishing of the slave. I think it's about.
Is it about the joy of being a slave?
I think it's what he's doing.
Charlie Maddox. Charlie M.
Charlie M?
A musician in Shenandoah.
You brought a slave song out for Charlie M?
He's a musician in Shenandoah, Virginia. Says crack corn comes from the old English term crack, meaning gossip, and cracking corn was the traditional Shenandoah expression for sitting around chit-chatting.
Oh, okay.
All right, so, but what does that do with slavery? Because that just sounds like if Jimmy cracked corn means Jimmy's just, you know, flopping his lips.
Jimmy's just chatting.
Well, he doesn't care because Massa's gone away. That's the next line.
Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care.
Who's singing I don't care?
Obviously another slave.
Is it Jimmy the Massa or
Jimmy's not the Massa.
Well, no, I was saying, is it Jimmy or
I believe that's the first time I've ever said Massa.
Is it Jimmy or the Massa?
Yeah.
Or a third party singing?
I'm not sure.
Well, here's more.
More information. Yeah. You know what? These type of discussions could not have been held on this show prior to the internet.
This strange phrase comes from a song first published in 1846 as Jim Crack Corn or the Blue Tail Fly.
Welcome to Rob's Wheelhouse.
The song is credited, and I love this guy, to Daniel Emmett, a member of the then popular blackface minstrel group, the Virginia Minstrels.
Happened in Virginia. Way to be proud, Virginia.
Buzz is still in Virginia.
Would you like the blackface group or the blue man group?
I'd like the blackface group much better. And it's easier to get tickets.
Does this give any further details on Jimmy Crack Corn?
It does. Sung from a slave's point of view, the song is about the slave's task again of shooing flies away. however, it's possible that the Jimmy Crack Corn chorus actually had an independent life of its own. It's a rewrite of the old song, The Blue Tail Fly. However, the chorus or refrain that sung consisted only of the single line.
But although,
I find it hard to believe. Excuse me for 1 second, Mike.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe. No matter how good things were, relatively speaking, for someone who was a slave.
Like Jimmy?
It still had to suck so much ass that you wouldn't sit around at night and write songs about how great it was.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out. Jimmy crack corn. That means Jimmy's talking.
Right.
Jimmy's talking and I don't care. Why is someone saying I don't care about that?
Here's the question.
Is it the Massa? Because is the Massa saying Jimmy's talking and I don't care because he's
no, because I think the Massa would not use that kind of lingo.
Here's the theory right here. Jim crack corn, I don't care, is such a weird phrase that it's hard to believe that Emmett completely invented it for use as a chorus. Minstrel performers ripped off music from real African Americans and from each other. It's possible that the line came from an actual slave work song, and I don't care referring to a put-on lack of concern at the monotony of the work. So it could just be nonsense.
You're saying our slaves are like happy-go-lucky, like, hey, we've got no rights, and we've got dog collars on, and we have to do all this dehumanizing work, but we don't care. We are treated like dirt, but we don't care. We serve our massa, but we don't care.
Another theory is that crack corn can refer to the common practice of cracking corn kernels for making food like hominy.
Oh, wait a minute, though. The reason the song's such BS is the song was not written by a slave. The song was written by a white guy.
Yeah, but it could have been stolen from an actual song.
So that's why that answers your question about, hey, we're very, very happy. No, we're not. No. This is written by somebody who has no concern about them.
So it's like Pat Boone wrote the song.
Right, exactly.
In the context of
this song was written by Whitey.
Gotcha. I don't care implies that corn cracking work isn't so hard, and now that the master is
dead. Now, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. You're saying corn cracking work, so it's not chatting. Corn cracking is is getting rid of the flies.
There's no corn cracking, according to this, is turning the corn kernels into hominy. There are many theories floating
around.
Well,
on now the we've got, wait,
we've heard
got
three different theories, Mike. We've heard either that they're chatting.
That's corn cracking.
Or that they're actually cracking corn.
And making hominy.
Or they're shooing flies.
And this song.
For massa.
He's happy that the master is dead. A reading that is often taken by abolitionists.
Oh, okay, now we're talking.
And the interpretation that keeps the song alive on children's records and folk albums today.
But if the master's dead,
I don't follow any
why is
of that.
He cracking corn?
He's returned to it even though he doesn't have to do it.
I think cracking corn is making a food product.
Hold on.
We going to call an expert?
Yeah, sure are.
Let's call an expert on this.
And yet another theory says the phrase could be a sheer nonsense line repeated for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And after this, I'd like to discuss why a feather in a hat would ever be called macaroni.
That's not a slave song, though.
No, it's not.
Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her cap, and called it.
Ah, the buster. Buzzy cracked corn, and I don't care.
Here, I can straighten this whole thing out.
Please do, Buzz.
I don't care because Massa is dead. Massa got kicked in the head by a horse, and the slave couldn't be happier, especially since he's been vindicated by a jury.
Wouldn't it be easier if you were just here and you could say that into a microphone?
Without breaking up?
It sure would. It sure would.
An equally plausible theory that is going around is that cracking corn means cracking open a jug of corn liquor.
That is now the fourth meeting.
These theories are flying to you, man.
We have four
all from
meetings.
The internet.
No, I know, all from the internet.
Cracking corn, talking, cracking corn, making hominy, cracking corn, swatting flies away, and cracking corn now making corn liquor.
Hey, how about this? The guy who wrote it also wrote Dixie.
Buzz, where are you now?
I'm in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
I've just arrived.
He's here.
Where are you?
Yes.
Which side did you park on?
Here, I'm waving my hand outside the door.
Well, it's nice to know that your phone service doesn't work in Virginia or Maryland.
Are you out to the front or off to the left or right?
Out to the front.
You know, he should come in.
You might want to come in, Buzz.
I would love to.
Okay.
We're doing
a little radio show.
Goodbye.
That's a troublesome phone.
I like it.
God damn it.
Are you looking for him?
Yeah, I'm watching.
Is he moving slow?
What?
He's
like a goddamn woman.
Well, is he like getting his handbag straight?
Getting his purse together.
Putting on his face?
He's got that space age thing that he brings his drinks in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like a refrigerated bag.
He's bringing his stuff in.
Here he comes. Look at this. La la. La
no urgency, right?
No
urgency.
Could he be any slower?
No urgency at all. He's making his way into his studio now. And there he is.
There you go.
Buzzito.
Hi, Buzz.
What's happening?
How you doing?
Hey, Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care.
I'm good. How are you?
Good opening segment today. Thank you, Buzz.
You're very welcome. Can we break? I got to pee.
You got it. All right, thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.